This is Scott McAllister with CarMag.com. You're listening to At the Track today. We're on the Race Day Safety Hotline speaking with driver, commentator, and entertainer extraordinaire Kenny Wallace. Kenny, it is great to have you here on At the Track.
Well, thanks for having me on At the Track. I really appreciate it. We're up here in Arnold, Missouri, right outside of St. Louis, and we have had enough of this cold weather. We are headed down your way. We're going to leave January 31st, so we are ready to go dirt racing.
I know y'all are back in the shop there in Missouri and in dirt mode over there. I used to think that Kenny Schrader was the hardest working man in racing, but I think you surpassed him for that title. Your passion for racing is obviously as strong as it's ever been.
Well, first of all, nobody is as good as Kenny Schrader. He's one of the greatest dirt racers of his total era, and even now into 2012, he's still whipping us all in the modifieds, and we chase him every week. But I want to thank Kenny Schrader because he's the one that, I went to Kenny and I said, Kenny, teach me how to race dirt cars. And Kenny has shown me the way, and we're still chasing him, but I've got my fair share of wins. And so we're headed down there to defend the 35th annual Winter Nationals win that I have in one of those A mains last year. And hopefully I get another one this year.
Yeah, you are, and I know you're coming down to Winter Nationals. You're bringing a new sponsor, a new TRD power plant from the guys over at Triad. That's got to get you jacked up about coming down here.
Well, you know what? I love East Bay. It's one of the most legendary dirt tracks in all the United States, if not the world. We've heard of East Bay for forever, ever since I've been a kid. But we are not going to run the Toyota motor quite yet. We're still got the motor on the dyno, because, you know, this is a lot of research and development. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and keep our motors in the car. They're in there now. And then we are going to unveil and be ready to go Easter weekend. I'll unveil those Toyota dirt motors at Tri-City Speedway in Granite City, Illinois on Easter weekend on that Friday night. And then at Kenny Schrader's I-55 racetrack. That'll be on Saturday night of Easter weekend. The reason we picked those racetracks, they're Kenny Schrader's track's about 15 minutes from a shop, and then Kevin Gundaker's Tri-City Speedway about 30 minutes. So we'll be close to home, and, you know, this is a lot of research and development, and I hope the Toyota motor will show up well, which I know it will, because we're putting a lot of effort into it.
Last year you showed up at East Bay, literally sight unseen, put your fire suit on, proceeded to dominate the race for your first win of the Clay by the Bay, went on to pick up the 2011 Winter National Open Wheel title. Real quick, just what were your impressions about the track, the facility management, the staff, and the show itself?
Well, my first and foremost thought was, man, I'm at East Bay. You know, I've seen this thing on every picture, and, I want to thank Todd Hudel there for making the pit area so nice and fan-friendly. And, I'm just excited. I love that big old 10, 12-foot wall they got down the backstretch. You know, every time you see a picture of Moyer or Blomqvist in the late models or any type of car there, whether it's a sprint car or a mod, you see that big old wall back there, East Bay, man. And that's what I thought when I went there. I'm like, I'm at East Bay, and it was exciting.
Well, once again, I'm Scott McAllister. You're listening to At the Track. We're joined by Kenny Wallace on the Race Day Safety Hotline. Kenny, one of Florida's favorites, a living legend, Buzzy Rudiman, will be running at East Bay as well. That's got to get you fired up to run with a Dirt Motorsports Hall of Fame driver.
Oh, my. I mean, can you believe it? I mean, what an inspiration Buzzy Rudiman is. You know, what is he, 70 now or close to it?
Got to be.
Yeah, and, he come from the Northeast up in New York. He's ran Syracuse, ran the different type modifieds up there, and then he's come down here and he's accomplished everything. So it's an inspiration to see a driver that is racing for the love of it. And, every time I go to East Bay, I'm like, where's Buzzy? Because if he's on the night, if he's on, when he's on at that age of his, he's hard to beat for a 20-year-old.
Of course, there's a lot of tough, stiff, there's a ton of stiff competition, I should say, at East Bay. And Buzzy isn't the only driver with his sights set on victory lane for the 36th annual Winter Nationals. Every driver wants to get his name in the record books at East Bay. And, of course, you want to defend your title from last year.
Well, when I went there, I thought, oh, my God, Jared Landers is here. And then every driver that you know of. But, last year, Jared Landers, he stuck out because he's the Scott Blomqvist of the Modifieds. And he had an off night, and we were able to capitalize and, get our first win at East Bay. So, It was very exciting, but I know this. You know, you're going to have some of the greatest modified racers in the United States. You know, we're all loaded up. We're tired of this cold weather. We've been pigeonholed up here in the Midwest for 4 months, and we're tired, so we're ready to go. And, you know, I'm excited for the test night down there on the 8th of February. I'm going to unveil a brand-new impressive race car, so we're going to use that opportunity to make sure we work out all the kinks. And, you know, to me, that's what East Bay is all about. Everybody's got their new equipment. Let's see how it works. You see a lot of research and development at East Bay because it's pretty much the first race of the year.
Exactly. Kenny, can you hang on for a break? Because we want to get the latest about your Cup and Nationwide plans and, of course, your ever-expanding broadcast schedule.
Can't wait.
Great. We'll be right back with more from Kenny Wallace on the Race Day Safety Hotline here on At the Track.
Get ready to race in 2012 and join the thousands of racers who have trusted Race Day Safety with their racing safety needs. Every day, Race Day Safety strives to provide the best products, value, and customer service in the racing industry. Enjoy quick and easy online or phone ordering, plus 99% of all orders are shipped same or next business day. Check out their race safety assortment, which includes full containment racing seats, head and neck restraints, cooling system, fire suppression systems, helmets, suits, gloves, shoes, belts, restraints, and more for both adults and junior racers. Check them out on the web at racedaysafety.com or call their knowledgeable staff at 770-505-0193 for the latest in safety equipment products. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at Race Day Safety or on Facebook for their latest specials. racedaysafety.com. Performance parts for the driver.
Thanks for joining us back on the Race Day Safety Hotline. I'm Scott McAllister with CarNAC.com. We're joined by Kenny Wallace, driver of the Toyota UNOH Federated Auto Parts Impressive Chassis Modified. Kenny, your schedule is literally off the hook. We talked about your dirt program, but before I let you go, I want to focus a bit on your nationwide schedule, as well as your announcement with RAB Racing to qualify the 09 American Ethanol Toyota Camry for the Daytona 500. You know, Robbie Benton and Brack Maggard, they have done an incredible job in an extremely short period of time putting this program together as you attempt to qualify for your 12th Daytona 500. As we all know, you make it in the show, anything can happen. We saw it last year with Trevor Bayne. No reason it can't be Kenny Wallace this year.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I want to thank my car owner, Robbie Benton, and his partner, Brack Maggard. You know, we were able to put this together with a great sponsor like American Ethanol. Lord knows it costs $200,000 to $300,000 just for us to show up down there. And, you know, it's a situation where, you know, I've run the Daytona 500 10 times. Of course, in 2008, you know, we finished 8th in the Twin 150 and went ahead to start 17th in the Daytona 500. You know, I mean, that's what is our goal right now, is to get RAB Racing with Brack Maggard their very first starting spot for the Daytona 500. You know, that's the first race that we have to run. So we want to get into 500. And then we'll see how it goes from there. But I do know that my goal is to compete in the 500 and run well.
After running 344 races over 18 years in the Cup Series and holding the record for the most nationwide starts ever, many would say the last year was one of your best, a top five finish at Richmond, 11 top tens, 7th overall in the nationwide series on a brand new team. But you've hinted this could be your final season. So at this stage in your career, every race really has to be special for you.
Well, there's no doubt, you know, that I'm getting towards the end of my career. And when I say end of my career, I don't really mean I'm going to quit racing. But, you know, everybody says to me, when are you going to quit racing NASCAR? And I give the same answer every time. When I cannot get a sponsor. You know, because the only thing keeping me in the game right now is everybody wants money from me. And I've been able to go out and get it because nobody can get it. But all I ask in return is to give me a good car that I can, you know, not waste my talent with, make me look good. And so, you know, I'll keep doing this. You know, I'm 48, and, you know, Mark Martin, he's a champion. Well, you know, isn't that something? He's not a champion. He is a winning Sprint Cup driver, but still at 52 years old, in my heart, he's a champion. So, you know, Mark has set the bar right now, 52 years old and racing hard.
This year, you're going to be starting your 9th season of Speed TV broadcast, including NASCAR Race Day and Victory Lane, NASCAR Victory Lane. And I hear you'll be debuting a monthly show highlighting your nationwide team over at RAB called Checking In with Kenny Wallace. Being a part of the Speed TV team, it's got to be a lot of work, but it looks like a lot of fun.
Well, you know, a lot of people watch me, and a lot of my friends say, hey, you wear me out watching you. I wear myself out, but I don't know how to sit still. You know, if I'm in my living room watching a TV show, I'm like, what the hell am I doing? You know, get up and do something. So I like to go and do, and that's always been my style, just because it makes me feel good. And, you know, it's like an itch. I got to itch it. So I've been able to do Speed TV, and they've been really good to me. And I will tell you, without Speed, my career would not be where it's at right now. I'm sure that my career would probably be over. And so without Speed, I mean, you know, I don't know where I'd be. And I really, really appreciate them allowing me to race. They say, Kenny, we like you racing your nationwide car because it adds validity to the show, because you just got done racing, and you can tell us about the racetrack. So, for example, when we go to Daytona, you know, I will have run the nationwide race because we're locked in. We're seventh in the points. And then when we get ready to run the 500, I will be in that 500, hopefully, and I'll be able to tell everybody what the track was like. So that's why Speed fits me so well, is because I'm racing and I know what's going on.
Yeah, I recently read an interview that you did, and you stated being known as just a TV guy has troubled you, and you were somewhat disappointed about your career and how it turned out, but people in the industry, they're really aware of your on-track accomplishments. First of all, I read that you have earned over $10 million in the Nationwide Series. That's a lot of money. I don't care who you are. Second, your broadcasting career is blown up. But personally, I am literally most impressed about the things you do away from the track. You're always the first to offer your time to volunteer programs and hospitals, charity events and organizations. Touch the lives of so many needy people, and really, that's got to mean so much more than any trophy or championship could ever be.
You know, I try to be the best I can be. You know, look, I'm not afraid to admit I'm a lover. I really am. I can't be a tough guy. I mean, if you want to fight, I guess we'll have to scrap. But I'm not a fighter. I am a lover. You know, I love kids. I got three beautiful daughters, Brooke, Brandy, and Brittany. They're 21, 22, and 25, and I just know what it's like. You know, and so I give my time to everybody I can, whether it's, you know, Albert Pujols with Pujols Family Foundation, whether, you know, it's Cal Betty's Victor Junction Gang Camp, anything to do with autism, leukemia, you know, kids without parents. We do a lot of that here in St. Louis. So anything I can do to make people's days better, because I'm so spoiled and humble, you know, if I can make anybody's day better, that's my goal.
Well, I know your wife, Kim, your daughters, Brooke, Brandy, and Brittany, have got to be extremely proud of your accomplishments, along with everybody that knows you. And I want to sincerely thank you for taking time out of your schedule to speak with us here today on the Race Day Safety Hotline. We are having a Karnak reunion on the 10th down at East Bay, and we're looking forward to have a special meet and greet with you then.
I will see you there. I can't wait to get to East Bay. And, you know, it's what it's all about. This is my favorite time of the year. Dirt racing in Florida, and then the Daytona 500. So I'll see everybody down there.
All right. Thanks, Kenny. We appreciate it. And thanks for everyone to listening to another Karnak.com production. I am Scott McAllister, and I'll see you at the track.